opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dusty, this show flying by, boys, on a Monday. As we get into the dog days of summer.
What are people eating today? It's so hot. We were just talking about, like, what's for dinner.
I just gave him a stellar idea.
He's like, yeah, go to Smokehouse, get some of that smoked turkey and make sandwiches. I'm like, that is a good idea.
Get some chips and guac from Hy-Vee. Put a little guac on your turkey sandwich. A little tomato, a little lettuce, a little mustard mayo combo. Nice.
I mean, Hy-Vee does have all their meal deals. It's Meat Love Monday if you want to go Hy-Vee. $8 or less every day this week.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You can do something different from Hy-Vee and their Market Grill. They make unbelievable food at the Market Grill, and you don't have to do it because this is like, Dusty likes to cook. I like to cook, but this type of weather, you're just like, ugh. He was like talking about using the Blackstone earlier. I'm like, God, I don't know when the next time I'm going to turn that thing on.
I think I'm going to do barbecue chicken, mac and cheese, and green beans tonight. I don't know why it sounds good.
That's a classic.
Good. Yeah, it
sounds
classic
good.
Summer meal.
Yes.
You know, stroke the tenders with a little barbecue sauce. That's right, baby.
I know that I'm hard.
No doubt about it. So some milestones today for you guys. I don't know if Max seen this movie, but 36 years ago, the original Batman dropped.
That's crazy. Michael Keaton, huh?
Way they get a load of me. And then 15 years ago today, Landon Donovan would kick one of the biggest, if not the biggest, goal in United States men's history's national team in South Africa.
Did we beat England?
They tied England. I think they beat South Africa, though, in that game.
Is that, they beat South Africa in that game?
Texan will let us know here in a second. But yeah, Landon Donovan came out of nowhere and hit just an absolute... That's where the term piss missile in my mind came from, because he just absolutely drilled a goal. It came out of nowhere, and everybody's falling down in the box, and all of a sudden, here comes Landon Donovan, bam, and vuvuzelas were officially in my head for like about 8 years.
Are you ready for an entire month of vuvuzelas coming here? Because we're inside a year now to when the World Cup comes here. To Kansas City. Do you see they had the big celebration at the Asperia campus yesterday? The
test run?
That's kind of what I was looking at yesterday. Maybe not. Jen's like, look at all these cops. I'm like, well, maybe they're doing a little bit of, I don't know. We'll find out sooner. Maybe we won't. Who the hell knows at this point?
Yeah.
We're inside a year from when the world's going to be here to Kansas City. I mean, think about it. It's going to go so fast, and all of a sudden the World Cup, you know, is going to be upon us. I hope we're ready for it, man. I hope they clean up the city and do everything that they need to do to kind of mobilize everybody and get everything taken care of, just like New Orleans was for the Super Bowl. I mean, you guys remember what that was like and how awesome it was, and that's because of all the hard work behind the scenes and cleaning up the city to make it look great and take care of all the stuff that needed to be taken care of. And that's what they did down in New Orleans, and it was a wonderful experience for us. And I know with Kathy Nelson in charge and whatnot, they're going to do great things here as well.
Yeah, trust that wonderful woman. This was what was going on over the weekend that we missed and that we get to talk about on a Monday, because there were a lot of positives in that 4-2 road trip for the Royals.
The 2-2 pitch. Caglione hits it high in the air, deep right center field. Adolis Garcia's at the wall. It's gone. Watch it fly. Jack Caglione, his first big league home run. A 387-foot blast deep to right center into the Rangers bullpen. There's the power that's been promised. Jack Caglione has arrived with thunder.
Could have heard that call here on 96.5 The Fan. That is the voice of Jake Eisenberg, play-by-play commentator for the Royals. We watched that, and the first thing you kind of notice is, oh my God, Cags finally hit his first home run in the Major League Baseball. And then you kind of go back and go, wait. Where was that ball located? At his neck, 4.22 feet off the ground. One of the highest hit balls since 2008 when that stat was created. Impressive to see that. But then he said, hold my beer. I've got another thing for you.
The pitch. Fastball hit high in the air, deep to right center field. Garcia turns around, watches it fly. Home run, Jack Caglione. Make it 2 for Cags today in Texas. 4-1 Royals in the top of the 9th inning.
And that one was the one where you're like, that's the power we were promised. Yes, the home run in his neck was insanely awesome to see. But then the next one he hit was just swept out of the zone, 438 feet, absolutely a just missile to right center field. But the Cags arrival was there. And then yesterday we were greeted with maybe one of the best plays we'll see all year.
Now the pitch and a swing and a ball well hit deep to right field. Caglione back. Caglione leaps, and he made the catch up against the fence. Jack Caglione takes an extra base hit away from Merrill. The rookie right fielder, still learning the position, makes a great play right in front of the fence.
So big Royals prospect takes away from Jackson Merrill, a big Padres prospect as well back in the day, but not back in the day, but not that long ago, but good to see that Cags arrived in those moments. We get to see the home run. The weight of that gets off his back. We will hope to see more of that happen. But 17 games into his career, he's hit a multi-home run game and robbed a home run.
Yeah, you know, and I'm more impressed with him robbing that home run than I am with him hitting the home runs. Because we knew the home runs would be there, right? Like, that's why he was here. He's a power hitter. And so we expected those home runs to be there. I think people were obviously questioning his defense. Never played that position before. Barely has played that position. And then goes out there and robs that home run yesterday. At that point in time, you thought maybe he saved the game for the Royals, right? I mean, clearly, that would have been the game-winning home run had he not been able to come up with that. But to see a guy who doesn't have much experience at all at that position was really cool to see, because it shows you how athletic he is. And so nobody should ever be concerned right now anyway about Jack Caglione. It's going to be just fine. It's going to take a little bit of time to get him to where you want him to be. Not everybody hits the ground running and is a superstar in Major League Baseball from day one. It's very, very, very rare if that happens. Mm-hmm. But Jack Caglione's going to be just fine. That was a hell of a play yesterday. Like, most everyday right fielders in Major League Baseball have been doing this for years, can't make a play like that.
Yeah, and I think the other thing that comes up out of it is you take the good and you also have to take the bad. Obviously, a lot of people thought it was going to be a 5-1 road trip. Yesterday's game ends in a walk-off fashion. That's got to be like the seventh time the Royals have been walked off this year. It seems like it happens to
us
more than any other team in baseball, which is not a good stat to have. But also, the Royals are 78 games into their schedule. They're 38-40 on the year. Two games under 500, three massive ones coming against Tampa, and then sit back and take a short breath because then you get three against those Los Angeles Dodgers. But one thing of concern is what Vern told us, because Vinny Pasquantino since May has been hitting 300, but it's not that stat that concerns us.
Vinny Pasquantino has been in the month of June hitting 310 with more walks than strikeouts, looking like the classic undeniable Vinny Pasquantino.
But he's hitting 196 with runners in scoring position.
Yeah, that's not good. That's where you make your money. That's where you win games. That's where you become a better than 500 team, is when you drive in runs. And so that's, you know, yes, the batting average stat is important, but also what are you doing in those big time clutch situations? Mm-hmm. Like if you look at Mahomes's clutch stats, I'm sure they're off the charts, right? They're unbelievable. You know, Michael Jordan, same type of thing. His clutch stats are probably
all
off
Jordan
the
charts.
Yeah. but his clutch stats, right? Like those are where you go from a good player to a great player. It's producing in the moments that matter the most. And if you're up there and you're hitting singles and you're doing things when nobody's on base, cool. But if you're not, if you're up there when guys are on base and they need you to deliver and you're not, well, that's kind of a downgrade for you. So Vinny's got to be better in that category.
Yeah, and this is more Vern on Vinny Pasquantino.
Because again, Vinny Pasquantino, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position. Nobody in baseball has more. He's hitting a .196. I believe he's better than that. But again, 92 at-bats with a runner in scoring position almost halfway through the season.
And what do you and Vern always say? This team goes with your guys that hit where they're supposed to, which is Bobby, Vinny, Sal. Mm-hmm. Vinny, 90-whatever bats with runners in scoring position hitting .196. That's got to change.
It really does. And you know, look, Bobby's kind of figured it out now. He's gotten back to where we know he could be and producing at the level that we expect him to. He's mm-hmm. really turned it around over the last week. Salvi had a big home run yesterday, obviously, and had a couple on this road trip and is starting to produce when we need him to be. Vinny's hitting, but not hitting when we need him to be hitting. But it doesn't matter what these other guys do. Those are your big three. Those are the guys that need to produce. And if they produce, you got an opportunity to win every single night. If they don't, you don't have a chance to win.
Yeah, and you got to be productive when the moment happens. Because if you are, and then those situations don't come to the end-all, be-all, which was a walk-off with run, because you're only getting two when you should have had six, because your best hitter in the month of May and June just can't be the best hitter when runners are in scoring position. That's a yin and a yang that you don't want to have.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'd rather have, you know, Vinny Pasquantino be doing nothing with runners on, you know, when he's up there with no runners on, and then dominating with runners on base. Like, if those numbers were reversed, he's hitting .300 with runners in scoring position, this team would be a lot better than two games below .500 right now. But this is a massive test coming up over these next few days for them. You're competing against a team that's in front of you in the standings, that's a wild card team right now. It's a playoff series against Tampa, and that's how you measure yourself. I think it's more important against Tampa than it is against the Dodgers. The Dodgers are going to go out there, and they're going to beat up just about everybody that comes in their way, right? But Tampa's a team that's kind of on your level. That's a team you're competing with for a playoff spot. Go out there and show that you're better than Tampa over these next 3 days.
Yeah, you'll get Bubich, Waka, and what is it, Cameron? No, Lorenzen. So Buba, Waka, and Lorenzen in the three games against Tampa. You would think that you would like your chances with the first two guys on the mound going mm-hmm. into that series. Walk, obviously the veteran that knows how to win a big game, and Chris Bubich has been the best pitcher on your roster this entire year. So you have some arsenal in your back pocket to go up against Tampa to kind of stand your ground at home where you've been .500.
Right, and that therein lies the problem. You're not playing great at home right now. But also, these pitchers have been great all year. Can the offense show up to the party? And it still goes back to that, like, you got to score runs. Two runs is never going to get it done against the Padres team, right? Like, you've got to be able to put runs across the plate. And so the pitching matchup looks great. You hear Bubich, you hear Lorenzen, you hear Waka, you hear whoever right now for this team. You're like, cool, we got a chance to win. Oh, we got to score some runs first.
I thought the Pardon My Take guys nailed it when they said this about the NBA ending last night. They said, the only thing I know that when the NBA ends, that football season is here. You better believe it. We're 72 days away from the NFL. Is it 72?
75 from 70. The Chiefs, so 74 from the first NFL game, which the NFL doesn't care about.
No.
That's right. Plus, there was some news in the NBA world as well, not just the finals. We dive into all of that, plus more here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Fesco and Dusty. Subscribe and watch the show on YouTube by going to our channel at The Fan 96.5, Kansas City's FM sports station. 96.5, The Fan.
Well, I'll tell you what we were...
to watch on a Wednesday at 1 o'clock on MLB Network, Paul Skeens versus Mizorowski, that kid that pitched at Green Valley that went to that's from Blue Springs, my hometown. So Skeens, Mizorowski, average pitch will be 100 miles per hour.
Actually, the Brewers had a pretty cool graphic out for it yesterday. Mm-hmm. I think it was come to wherever they in a play and see Miz versus Skeens on Wednesday. I'm like, that's a marquee matchup, guys. That's a moment you want to go watch if you're a baseball fan. We talk about stars. I mean, we've got them now in baseball. We've got short games. We've got stars. We've got excitement. The only thing that baseball needs is back to the trade deadline type of stuff like we saw in the NBA over the weekend, right? Like, say what you want about Kevin Durant. I know Mac will say all the good things about Kevin Durant. That's a blockbuster trade. That gets people talking. That gets people excited. Oh, that gets people motivated, man. That, like, gets the juices flowing.
Well, and Houston's a big product.
Yeah, exactly.
They're top five.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they have the third best odds now to win the NBA Finals behind Oklahoma City. I think it was Oklahoma City. And then New York and Houston were both plus 800 in the odds that I saw. There may have been another team in between there, between Oklahoma City and the Knicks and Houston, but they were right there at the top. It creates excitement for fans all offseason. It's conversation. It's great. And if baseball had the opportunity to do that, that's the only thing that they're lacking right now are trades. And they had them until they added this extra wild card team in. Keeps everybody alive, but it reduces the ability to have those big-time trades like we just saw in the NBA. Imagine mixing in a couple of big-time trades now, too, in baseball. And, you know, besides Devers moving, it's other guys moving all over the place. Be awesome at this point in time.
Rockets' second-best odds, according to DraftKings. Thunder, plus 230. Houston, plus 750. Cleveland Cavaliers, plus 850. And the Knicks, plus 850 as well. Then falling way off, it's plus 1,300. Minnesota Timberwolves.
See, I saw the Knicks and Rockets at plus 800. I think Yahoo put out a graphic. I don't know who they were citing. But it said Knicks and Rockets both plus 800 to win the NBA championship. And look, I mean, right now, the Oklahoma City Thunder, why would you bet against them going into next season? Who's their biggest competition right now, right? Like, it could be a little bit of a dynasty maybe for Oklahoma City. And you guys mentioned four first-round picks they have this year in this draft alone. Four first-round picks?
Yeah. Whatever that means in the NBA.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what that means for them, but they could trade it.
They could trade them. Yes. They could draft some players. They've done a nice job of developing guys. They haven't gotten one of those, you know, big-time trade movements where, you know, you're trading all the star players there or whatever the case may be. Like, they're kind of grass-rooting this thing and doing it a little bit different than basketball's seen in a while.
Mm-hmm. Nikola Topic was the 12th overall pick in last year's NBA draft to the Oklahoma City Thunder. He would have been a top-five pick if it were for an injury. So the Thunder were like, yeah, we'll still pick him 12. We won't have to play him. We won the NBA title this year, and they're just going to bring on basically a lottery level talent player next year as a rookie who just everyone's forgot about.
Was that kind of like how Chet was? Didn't he get hurt in his first year? Then he came back this year and
Chet was playing some weird men's league and went up against LeBron James and then tore whatever and then sat that whole year and then came up ready to go. That team was good.
I see this note in here because it says sidebar, it's time for Pat Riley to be done.
Yeah, Miami Heat fans are really over him, at least the Twitter ones, which
so
you know how much
long enough to become the villain.
Yeah.
exactly right. This is
Twitter's over somebody in sports?
Yeah, I know.
Shocker.
Wow. It's just, I guess, one too many now for the Heat that they're missing on these players. I don't even think that them getting Kevin Durant would have been a good idea for the franchise, but the fans are, we want somebody, we want a player, we want a star, and Pat Riley's kind of gone 0 for these last few tries, so. Doesn't have the juice, maybe.
How old is Pat Riley?
He's got to be 80. Got to be, right?
I mean, it has to be.
I'm going to say he's 77. I don't know why that number's in my head, but I'm going to say he's 77.
Bob, got a guess?
I said 80, yeah.
80 years old.
Damn.
Nice.
Nailed it.
Yeah, that's great.
When I'm 80, God, you know, hoping I live that long, right? Why do I want to do that?
I'm done. Especially when you've already reached the pinnacle. You're one of the best.
Yeah. That's going to be Andy Reid. He's going to be like 80 still coaching football. Yeah, like, dude, you have 9 titles.
Yeah. Like, yeah, to find something else. But these guys are driven by that. That's why they're successful, right?
Somebody does say the Chiefs-esque dynasty coming for Oklahoma City. We had alluded to that earlier. We talked about the Game 7 win for the Thunder. They win last night. SGA doing something that only Kareem, Shaq, and Jordan have done, where he won the scoring title, MVP, NBA title. You can add another trophy to that case because he was the MVP of the finals. Maybe a future face of your league, right? Like Mahomes kind of came out and it was like, Tom Brady's still here. This guy's good. He's talented. And it took, what, 3 years for Mahomes to become the official face of the league because Tom had to leave. I think once you transition LeBron out of the NBA and you get his sort of, because he was in the streets of New York this week and just getting absolutely heckled. Get the hell out of here, man. You'll never beat Jordan or Kobe. Get out of here, LeBron. You're a bum. You're a wannabe. You're a has-been, whatever it was.
For one of the greatest athletes in the history of this country. Literally. People treat him so like he's no good.
Yeah.
And it is interesting because Oklahoma City is young. They have drafted. They have a great general manager. They've got a head coach that knows what he's doing with his team.
And nobody knows who he is.
And they have a future superstar, which is the best thing you can be.
Yeah. I heard of him.
Be Cam Ward of a head coach in the NBA. And now, like Mac had said, they're bringing a guy up next year who's a lottery pick, who will play, who will be added to this arsenal of a team that is great. Yeah. And it's like, okay, we thought it was Boston. And then the unfortunate thing that happened to Jason Tatum, which is what happened to Halliburton last night, kind of deflated the way that game ended, right? It's kind of like, oh, we were there, and now it's gone. And they hung around for a little bit, but the Achilles injury kind of depleted that whole finals game seven. Because game sevens, I mean, if you're not a hockey fan, and last year you watched Game 7. If you're not a baseball fan and it goes to Game 7, you're watching.
Mm-hmm.
You're not an NBA fan, but it goes to Game 7. People are interested, and last night it was one of those things where they were interested.
It was. Yeah. It was Game 7. But, you know, and I'm going to say something, and you're going to laugh, and it's stupid, but maybe the league is actually better off with these injuries happening because now how many teams think they have an opportunity in the East? Arguably two of your best players in the East are done on two of your best teams. They're done for the entire next year. I'm not saying permanently, but going into next season, there's a lot of teams now that believe they have a shot. The Celtics, new owner, don't have their star player. Halliburton out for the year with the Achilles. The Knicks right now are probably licking their chops, right? Chicago, Milwaukee, some of these Eastern teams right now are looking around, maybe even Miami, I don't know. But they're like, hey, we all have an opportunity now because these two players are out. I think the East is wide open and there is no clear-cut favorite right now. Everybody's going to say the Knicks because that's where the money's going to go because obviously it should. They lost to the Pacers and now the Pacers lost their best player. But I think a lot of people are going to look at the East as it's wide open next year, and that's good for the NBA.
And not only that, you're about to lose a big player from the East. He could be going to the West.
Giannis. Yeah, could happen. I think he'll stay. I think he should stay.
With Milwaukee?
Yeah, I mean, for kind of what Bob said, I thought it was already true before the injuries. I'll harshly disagree on the injuries being good. I think the East would have been...
No, I'm saying like from a big picture perspective, like the injuries suck, but also now the East is wide open. There's no clear-cut favorite. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. There's lots of parity, lots of competitive. I think that would have been the case had those two guys been healthy. I still think it would have been really competitive. Plus, you had that star power. But yeah, if you're Giannis in Milwaukee, I mean, who else is in the East right now?
Yeah,
one more guy.
You would think that in the NFL, and everybody seems to want to come to the AFC West.
It's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah. Why do you want to go play in Patrick Mahomes' division? He's won it the last 8 years.
Yeah, nobody else wanted me, so here we sit. But you know, like the Knicks right now, how foolish do they look without a head coach?
I mean, time's ticking. I mean, the season is over, man.
I mean, they're going to try to get Mulva from Oklahoma City to be their coach? Elvira. Like,
Elvira. And then, of course, the text line's coming in. Do not wear the number zero in the NBA. Because Lillard, Tatum, Halliburton, zeros, one Achilles tendon now.
And you and I were talking off the air about this. I mean, this is a problem in both basketball and in football. But, I mean, I know I'm young, so maybe it's just recency bias for me. But, I mean, this has gotten worse, right, Bob? I mean, Achilles tears.
I feel like we're seeing Achilles more than we ever have before.
This is crazy.
Yeah. I just can't take you serious.
Yeah. Oh, it's the side, the wing, the headphones.
Yeah, the headphones look stupid. Yeah.
It's so funny.
What the hell was that?
Yeah, I love it.
But, three this playoffs, multiple this season to I mean, and Tyrese Halliburton and Jason Tatum are in their prime.
Yeah, well, it happened to Aaron Rodgers, and we saw that situation, you know, in New York, ruined that entire season. Yeah. So, yeah, I feel like they are happening more. I don't know. I guess we can't keep Dusty on track because of your headphones.
I'm sorry, man.
Well, nobody else can see it.
He's getting great takes when it's just 90 degrees. I'm going to go to Target and get you some of your headphones.
My left ear's taking all the pain because it's getting all the noise. My right ear's got nothing.
Does Maloney get some headphones and see like the landing on them?
Please.
Because that thing's not landing anytime soon on your right ear. That thing is in a sand trap. That's two, Rob. But I thought the NBA Finals, I will say if we can take some negatives out of it, I hate that like superstars get hurt in the worst times because we've seen this in football, we've seen this in baseball, we've seen this in basketball now with Tatum getting hurt and that kind of like, not to say that the Knicks wouldn't have won that series, but it gave them a no shot. Like it just was like,
done.
Tatum's out, you're done. This series is over. And then Halliburton last night, the entire playoff run, the historic run that he went on, we're hoping that maybe there's a pot, because that's what I was telling people. I was like, let this game get down to 2 points and then have Halliburton do another one of those step back booms. And you're like, now whose legacy do we talk about? SGA's or Halliburton's? Now it's just SGA, SGA, SGA. Because we didn't get that sort of moment in the NBA Finals last night.
And it felt like we had that sort of feel the first 9 minutes. You know, it was a tie game, 20-20. Halliburton's hitting threes. Mm-hmm. SGA's looking good. The defense is going back and forth. And then what happened. But it felt like we were in line for a thriller.
Yeah, and it didn't happen that way, but that's fine. I mean, that's the way things go. But I think that injury that we saw last night may be the worst injury I've ever seen in sports because it's game seven in a game that you probably win if Halliburton's playing. I feel like you do. It felt like it. Like, it felt like it was trending towards Indiana yesterday, right? Like, they sustained the first wave. They sustained the second wave. They were leading at halftime. The injury happens, obviously, before halftime. But you felt like Indiana had a real shot to win that game. They played good without him. You know, Mitch McConnell was out there draining some shots for them and doing his thing and looking, you know, like he could carry this team. And then everything kind of came back to earth and everything kind of, you know, the adrenaline stopped flowing and guys became who they were. And that's why, you know, you don't see much of that McConnell guy, right? He's not out there a lot because, well, he's not a superstar player. Played good for as much as he possibly could in that game. Boom, move on. And then he gets that Achilles injury. And so you miss game seven of the NBA Finals. Oh, and by the way, sorry, you're missing all of next year. Like, you're not coming back in October. You're not. No. And Carrington actually had an interesting, I think, retweet or tweet. He goes, this is the problem of playing all these games, the wear and tear on these guys. Mm-hmm. These guys start their season October 22nd or something like that and end it June 22nd. You're off July, August, and September, and you're not really off because you're training to get back, to stay, to get better than where you were a season ago. And so that's why you see a lot of these injuries. Guys aren't properly resting anymore in sports and giving their bodies the time to heal. You know, if I skip a day at the J, I'm always like, it's good for my body. I got to heal and all that kind of stuff. But there is some truth to that. You know, these guys got to give themselves an opportunity to heal up, but they have an off season now of 2 weeks and then it's back. I mean, guys were getting ready for the start of the football season before the Chiefs even left for the Super Bowl.
Damn.
Agree or disagree with Winterhorse's comments on the finals?
I'm going to have a complicated memory of tonight. This is an organic championship for the Thunder. They built this team from scratch. They were down to nothing. They drafted these guys. They developed these guys. Nobody forced their way here via trade. Nobody, you know, they didn't win the lottery. They did this through grit and hard work. They were great from the first moment, the day of the season. They earned this thing all the way through. They are a pure champion. Doing it for the first time, even if they win two or three more championships with this group, nothing will feel as pure as this. And yet, I feel sick. And I'm not recovered from seeing the slow motion of his calf. And even if they won the game in the third quarter with the classic Thunder run.
With
turnovers and the flurry and everything. But as the fourth quarter is happening and I'm watching the Thunder go through this dry spell, and the Pacers get the lead, I think, to 9 or whatever.
10.
I'm thinking if they had Halliburton, that this is going to go down to it.
So that's Brian Winterhorse of ESPN talking about that game because he's says a lot, right? Like, I sent you guys the video. You could open it if you wanted to. The slow motion video he talks about the Achilles looking like it's just completely like a rubber band. Like, we've seen that injury a lot. Keep seeing these injuries. It's, I don't know if it's because sports are more visual on all platforms, but man, I could name 8 players that have ripped their Achilles tendon in the last 5 years that we've seen. We've seen now, 4 in the last 3? Rodgers, Cousins, Halliburton, Tatum.
Damian Lillard.
Lillard ripped his. I mean, it happens. Omenihue at six.
Yeah.
I mean, you just see these happen more and more and more. So you hate to see that sort of thing, but it's also, yeah, you have this, you know, small market championship of Thunder versus Pacers. One of these teams is going to win their first title ever. It should be just largely celebrated, but there's that shadow on it where it's like, yeah, you won it. Great. You're going to be the team of the future in the NBA because of how you set yourself up for success, similar to what the Chiefs have done. But here's the injury that maybe plagued that, because when the Chiefs have won their Super Bowls, they haven't faced people with significant injuries, right? Like, they beat the Niners, they came back and won. They beat Philadelphia, came back and won. It was always calls, right? It was flags. Mm-hmm. It wasn't injuries. But it seems like we always find ourselves in this weird little area of championship games where you don't get to fully appreciate something because there's always something that looms of a shadow.
Yeah, and I would say if you're an Oklahoma City fan, you can tell Brian Windhorst to go, you know, bleep himself, because that's still your championship. You still went out there and won it. And, you know, injuries happen. Like, it's part of the game. Sorry. And so, like, I can't be like him and sit there and go, well, I'm looking at this with, you know, a tough, like, he was trying to make this poetic thing about how he's going to look at it. Injuries happen every single time. Are you looking at two seasons ago in the NFL different because Aaron Rodgers got hurt on the first play and eliminated his team in September? I mean, are you looking at that differently? Are you looking at every NFL championship differently? Because everybody's lost players over the course of the year. In every sport, players get hurt all the time. This one just happened to be at the worst possible time, but Oklahoma City still went out there and took care of business, man. They still went out there and won. And if you're denigrating that or downgrading that because Halliburton got hurt, that's not fair to those guys who went out there and balled their ass off. And it's not fair to SGA, who put up one of the greatest seasons in the history of the NBA.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, the Thunder put up one of the four greatest seasons in the history of the National Basketball Association. They're one of four teams to have won 84 or more games in a season. There's only been four teams that did that. The Thunder, two Bulls teams, and a team from Golden State back in 14-15 or 15-16 that won 84 or more games counting the postseason. What they did was remarkable. And for anybody to say, and he didn't say asterisk, but you could tell that's kind of where he was leaning. I don't know how to value this championship. You value it. They played from October to June, and they won more games than anybody else, and they were the last man standing, and they had the best player on Earth this year, and they won the championship. They had the best player on planet Earth all year long consistently, and they won a championship. Is anybody really surprised by that?
Good work on the text line. I guess Drew Greenlaw did rip his ACL.
Dre Greenlaw.
Yeah, when he was trying to run on the
So that was an unfortunate mishap that happened in that game. So I forget about the Greenlaw thing. But
that's true, because he just fell coming off the field onto the field.
And he was absolutely destroying the middle of the line.
He was fantastic. Yeah. That's a huge injury.
Get back in there.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, so there's another one. I mean, it just...
Watson happened.
Yeah, well...
I know, it's
Watson! Yes!
But it happened.
Yeah, but it's another athlete who, you know, 28 years old, 29 years old, popping an Achilles.
And that's
why
I said I don't recall Achilles. And maybe, you know, it is recency bias. I don't know. But it sure does seem like they're happening at a higher rate than they used to happen. And I think we're seeing a lot more injuries because guys don't train themselves the proper way, especially in baseball. I mean, we're doing stupid things in baseball where we're not allowing guys to throw enough to build up their arm strength. So who knows, man? I just think right now, athletes, it's a 365-day-a-year job. There's literally no rest time because anytime you take a day off, somebody else is getting better, and that's the way these guys are wired. That's why they're so good at what they do.
We've also had to get Jalen Williams to get his beer taste out. That video is hilarious. They gave him a Michelob Ultra, and he said, "Nah, where's the tequila?" Took a sip. Looks like he had bitter beer face. Great commercial.
Did he like the tequila, though?
I don't know. They didn't show that part, but they showed him drinking a beer, and it looks like he just drank something from, like, the 1800s, like that guy that was interviewing Vargas by time or something like that.
I made this in my steel bathtub.
Kevin Durant to the Rockets, that moves your needle?
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Yeah, no, it definitely moves my needle.
I know that I'm hard.
Mm-hmm. I would say that this makes them, I think they were contenders already, and I think this kind of further amplifies them to a finals contender. I mean, he's still a 27-point-per-game scorer, and I believe he's the best scorer the NBA's ever seen. I think he can still have a year or two of being that consistent guy, a veteran. I'm excited about it. This is a really good defensive team with a great coach.
let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. Does anybody care about the Rockets? They feel like one of those teams that you're like, oh yeah, the Rockets. Like they're always, I don't know, for me, like they don't register on the radar screen. I that's just kind of the way that I view them. There are a lot of teams like that for me. Like, you know, the Marlins, you know, like, oh yeah, they have a team down there too. For whatever reason, the Rockets to me, other than those years where they beat the Knicks when Jordan was on leave and OJ drove his Bronco
30 years ago.
Like other than that, what have the Rockets really done? You know, they've had some nice players, obviously Hakeem and Clyde Drexler and all that kind of stuff.
Steve Francis,
Stevie Franchise,
Tracy McGrady.
Yeah. But like
James Harden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what have they done?
I don't know. I mean, if I was in Houston right now, I'd be.
Cause he's JAC.
Cause he's KD.
There you go, KAD.
Yeah, I made it all one, you know.
And then Stephen A. yelling at Kendrick Perkins last night. They just said, just because you yell doesn't mean we have to listen.
Yeah,
that guy's having a hell of a NBA Finals.
Did you see how Stephen A. Smith found out about the injury to Halliburton? Oh, have you seen it? I retweeted it. Carrington put it out there too. It's really funny. It's a solitaire screen with the notification from ESPN.
Oh, that's Halliburton. Great. Yeah, that's great.
That's fantastic. That's that ain't sad. Going away.
No, man.
That ain't going away.
No, he had a worse NBA Finals than anybody. He was the biggest loser.
Stephen A. Smith was. Yes. Yeah, he really was.
They cut away from him mid-season, mid-sentence yesterday on the ESPN's coverage. Like, yeah, all right, we're good.
Yeah.
That's ESPN listening to the fans. Being like, we don't care what this guy has to say right now because it's just, it's annoying. It's killing us all. It's killing the vibe. You're making it about you, not these two teams that are going to win their first title ever. But the Oklahoma City Thunder did win that title last night, which means now it's football season.
Yeah, here we go.
There's no more NBA because we can just, you know, you think about the Chiefs, you think about going to St. Joe, you just.
Because he's JAC.
That guy, where's that guy at? Jay Binkley, Alex Gold coming up in about 20 minutes. We come back on the other side. We'll get to our brioche of the weekend. Two lake rats and one pool slug. That's what we had this weekend here on 96.5 The Fan, your home for Kansas City sports.
Hey, it's Bobby Witt Jr., and you're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.
Completing a Monday here on 96.5 The Fan. It is Fesco and Dusty. Boston Bruins releasing a new logo today. New uniforms to follow as well for them this offseason. So that's always fun. Teams put out the new uniforms and see what their new logo is all about. Looks the same to me. So okay. I'm sure some Bruins fans will look at that and they'll be like, oh, okay, yeah, that definitely does look different. But I'm anxious to see what their new uniforms are going to be about. Their 100th year in business. And so they're rolling out some new uniforms. Those are always cool because fans always want to buy them because they're always looking really, really cool. So see what Boston does with that. And hockey's got their offseason. Basketball has their offseason. And football's getting ready to go, man. Let's go.
When did the Chiefs announce their new uniforms?
Never. Okay. Not happening.
Shucks.
Well, it's not on the agenda.
No.
Give me a white helmet.
Is it like the Louisville red that's the arrow? Like that shiny, glimmery red on the white helmet with like a red stripe?
Yeah.
See, I'd keep the arrowhead the same and just do a white helmet.
Yeah, you could keep it the same, too, with the black outline.
That black outline and the red KC, that's all you need. Yeah.
Yeah, with the white jersey.
With the white helmet. And I would do matte white helmet, too.
Yes.
Because I do like the matte colors a lot, and so I think that would look cool. But, you know, nobody is interested in, you know, changing the uniforms up, you know, at Arrowhead, and that's fine.
Brioche of the weekend.
Big brioche guy.
Love that. Yeah. Good take.
Take away, Bob. That's good.
All right. I'm going to give a couple of them out. Number one to Tammy from the Westin for having us down at the Lake House this weekend. Thank you very much. We enjoyed the hell out of it. We'll see you in July, Tammy. I think you know about that. Maybe you don't. Maybe you do. It doesn't
matter.
You do now. We're going down there in July, so we'll be back. Sorry, Chris, but we'll have ourselves a great time down there. And also a little brioche of the weekend to my man Billy Kuhn celebrating his birthday today. So nice. Happy birthday to Billy.
Happy 21st.
Yeah, hope you're celebrating and enjoying your birthday, Billy. So happy birthday to you.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
Told you. Mac, you got a brioche of the weekend?
He is the man. Yeah, first thing, I got to thank my lake house owner friends, the Jacobsons, for letting me and Hannah
Jacobson is how it's pronounced.
Yes, the Jacobsons. Yeah.
Did you see what you put in the rundown on his brioche of the weekend?
And oh, yeah,
boy,
I'll get to it.
Boy, am I excited to hear it.
So, yeah, had the whole weekend to our held the lake house to ourselves on Tanglewood. It was fantastic. Took the jet ski out.
What did you say? Hannah, it's called Lake Tanglewood?
Tanglewood. Oh. Hannah had never paddleboarded before, so she went out and took the paddleboard. She's a great swimmer. We're both lifeguards at the YMCA for years. She's great swimmer, so I'm like, you know, it's a windy day. You've never paddled, but you're killing it around here in the
cove. When you check in to be the lifeguard there, do they say, young man? Now listen to me. I said, young man.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm going to keep going here.
Were you the cop or were you the plumber?
Just keep going.
Yeah, so I was like, yeah, you know what? You're doing great. Go outside of the cove for a second. Get outside of the no-wake zone. It's a small enough lake. Not a lot of people are out. You look like you're in good control. Go for it. So she goes out to the no-wake zone. I'm looking at her. You know, I'm enjoying a surfside. Mm. Fantastic the whole weekend.
Zero troubles all weekend.
It was so good.
Well, I don't know if he had zero trouble. He didn't have any bubbles, but he didn't.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting there enjoying the surfside, and I see her, like, kind of, like, sitting in the same spot, like, trying to, like, looks like, she's just like, for me, she's a long ways away. It looks like she's coming closer, but I can't really tell, you know, distances.
Too many surf sides.
Yeah, too many surf sides.
Did you call the Jakobsons and be like, hey, what the hell?
I see her waving her hand. I jump into the lake because I'm like, okay, I guess I got to go swim there. Cause she's like waving her hand. She's like, come here. So I swim. I start to swim. It's a long ways again. Good swimmer. So I'm already halfway there. And then I see her back up on the board. The board had fallen. She had gotten back up on the paddleboard. She's standing. She's now rowing again. So I see her put her hand back. Okay, I'll swim back. I guess she's good. She's safe. She's telling me, go grab the jet ski. That's what she's trying to say.
Well, waving somebody back is not go grab the jet ski.
No, exactly. Though, yeah. So I'm like, okay, I get back up, pour another surfside, go to the garage. I'm hanging out. I'm laying down. I'm tanning. And then I just hear, jet ski! Go get the jet ski! And I'm like, oh, shit.
Was there a shark out there in Lake? Where was that? Tapakego?
Yeah, that was it. And then so I went out and got the jet ski and picked her up. But she was out there for probably 20 minutes fighting for her life.
Was she really, though, fighting for her life?
She could not move at all. It was windy. She would have been fine, obviously. She was near it. Like, nothing would have happened. She wasn't going to die. But it was, she's like, dude, I'm screwed out here. You need to, boats are driving by her, like, staring at her. It was funny.
Did she beach herself? And what I mean by that, like, did she, because Tammy's house has this, like, deck that they took down, but it's not, like, quite low enough. But if the water's high, you don't know what's there. And sometimes they get the kayak stuck on top of that thing.
No.
And so they kind of beach themselves. So she wasn't stuck on anything.
No, she wasn't stuck on anything. Just the wind was blowing so hard that she's fighting it and not going anywhere. I'm thinking, oh, she's doing great. She's having a good time.
Right. Why not just get off that paddleboard then and just swim towards the shore and bring the paddleboard with you? Like, she could have done that.
She could have gone to the other shore. Yeah, she still would have been far away. I would have had to bring the jet ski at some point. She would have been on someone else's. I mean, yeah, she was in need of my help.
So she was. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, absolutely. She was not getting back without something. So
did you save her, or is she still out there?
I saved. Yes. Oh, yeah. No, I saved her. It's all good.
No anger after you went and got the jet ski?
Oh, initial anger, but also, like, just pretty much instant laughs after about 2 minutes. Like, yeah it was, it became the joke of the weekend.
So, yeah. Frustration on the lake always leads to lust at late.
Mm-hmm. But you can't.
I just want to win, Jim.
Go wave back if you want the jet ski.
Like, wave back.
Let's go.
Exactly. We need to make hand signals.
Do the zoo, do the Gerard Dyson on the paddleboard, Hannah.
I mean, most people will say help.
Yeah, I was thinking just any words, any verbiage at all. Just jet ski.
The fact that she's screaming and yet you swam back, cracked a surfside, went to the garage, came back tanned. And she's still with you.
That's great.
Love is blind. I will say that my brioche of the weekend comes from Rafael Devers.
This one high and deep to left and out of here.
So if you missed the news in baseball this year, he was very frustrated when the Red Sox went and signed Alex Bregman. They said, you're no longer going to play third base, even though you're a good third baseman, but we have a Gold Glover coming in behind you. He then gets moved to San Francisco. He played his first game against the Boston Red Sox, and he hit his first home run for the Giants against... That's
so good.
Barreled, man. And it was an Oppo taco. So Rafael Devers is
so good.
I mean, you can't make sports up sometimes. Like, it just doesn't happen. Like, it's hard to predict those things. And Devers gets traded to San Francisco. They play Boston 3 games later. He comes up first at bat, home run, opposite field, first home run as a Giant. against his former team, completely won over the fan base in San Francisco, and now he just gets to play with house money the rest of the year.
There was a, you know, an old wives' tale, I guess, back in the day that like Ichiro said he could hit a home run anytime he wanted to, right? And then everybody's like, well, why don't you do that? And you kind of just think that, nah, it's an old wives' tale. Nobody could really do that. And then you see stuff like that happen, right? Where Devers hits his first home run as a Giant against his old team and all that kind of stuff. And you go, maybe there really is some truth to that. Like, if these guys really wanted to just go out there and put on a show sometimes, they could go out there and put on the show. Because a lot of this stuff is just too coincidental to be coincidences.
It's just, it's weird how stuff like that happens. And people, people ask you, like, oh, what do you do? Just, you know, talk Royals, talk Chiefs, talk whatever. It's like, no, because there's, like, quirky things in sports that happen that you just can't seem to always make up. Like, Bobby Witt Jr. goes to Texas, goes on the road trip, hits 375. Has two home runs, leads the league in doubles, stealing bases. As Vern and I have always said, he's the best player on the planet. And then now all of a sudden they have a players meeting. It seems like it worked out. He goes to Texas. It seems every time he goes home, you see this kid just all of a sudden like figure something out. You know, you get back into your home roots of stuff. Can't wait to see what Mahomes will do when he plays the Cowboys on Thanksgiving.
Well, and that's what it is. I mean, you look at the stuff that Patrick Mahomes does too, and you're like, I mean, unbelievable, right? Like, it's just amazing to watch stuff like that. And yeah, I mean, I think everybody was laughing at Devers over the weekend going yard great. Against the Red Sox.
I think I sent it to you immediately. Oh. I happen to be like on social media and I see this like go up on, you know, X in like 5 minutes. I'm like, you gotta be kidding me.
It's check awesome. This out, dude. Like, yeah. I mean, it couldn't have happened to a better team. I mean, the way that whole thing was handled, did Devers handle it correctly? No. But you know what? If you're going to go out there and take an all-star out of their position, you know, that they're an all-star at, and sign somebody else, you probably owe it to that guy to have that conversation with them and say, hey, man, this is what we're thinking about doing. We're not going to do it unless you're on board because you're our guy. And they didn't do that. And athletes' egos are very fragile. Got to constantly stroke the ego of the athlete. Mm. No matter how good they are, they got that ego, man. And I think what they did is it was a big fail on their part. They didn't tell him ahead of time that they were going to do this. Mm-hmm. And not that you have to get the blessing of the guy, but you have him signed to a 9-year contract for, I mean, 9 years you got left with this guy. Why wouldn't you try to make it work the best way possible?
Text line says, Bobby always struggles in Texas. Here's Vern last week.
But the Royals going back to Arlington, it's always a pivot point in the season, sadly, for Bobby Witt Jr., his big league you know, his first season in the show, he got off to a tough start. He goes to Arlington. He's driving past the ballpark he went to as a kid, and it reminded him of how lucky he was, and Bobby took off after that. Second season, something similar happened. Last year, he didn't need it because he was the MVP, and, well, it looks like Bobby needs it again. Maybe getting back in Arlington, being back around not just the family, but, you know, being back home, maybe getting that reminder of, you know, you're still something else, man. I mean, for as disappointing as this season has been, you're still one of the top 10 players in Major League Baseball based off of WAR. So I expect when the Royals return to Kauffman Stadium to take on the Dodgers, I expect MVP Bobby Witt Jr. to be back, and hopefully he has a new teammate.
We'll see. We get an off day today. We get the Royals and Tampa Bay Rays on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then, yeah, those big bad Dodgers come in where they're going to look like they're wearing road Royals jerseys. And we're going to look like we're wearing home Dodgers jerseys because, well, they're designed after each
they
other.
They are, yeah. Ewing Kauffman wanted to be after the best franchise in baseball when he designed his uniforms. He went with the Dodgers.
And that's your history note today on Fesco and Dusty. Now, what I can tell you is go do something nice for somebody. You never know. It could change their day, their week, their month, their year, even their summer. It's simply cool to care. Take care, Kansas City. Stay safe, stay kind. Cody, Bink, nope.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Beat, Gold, and Drew coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.